Yeah, welcome back to Money News. There was rare, and I've got to say, ultimately welcomed cooperation between the government and the opposition today. So what's occurred is that the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has basically launched a new cyber security strategy. Now, this particular strategy would be worth around $230 million, and it's to crack down on cyber attacks. Then the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, has welcomed this initiative and said that it would certainly put its support behind this initiative. Now, what it's seeking to do is to improve cybersecurity through 33 new initiatives. It will result in 100 new jobs to boost the government's cybersecurity capacity and capabilities. So this is including some extra $400 million over the next decade, and the government's committed to improve defence's cyber and intelligence capabilities. So there's a range of different ways in which they're doing this. So let's go to the Internet Safety Director at the University of Canberra. Good man, and always good with his time here on this program, is Nigel Fair. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, Ross.
So is this welcomed quite clearly by both sides of politics? So therefore, the community could almost rest assured that this is one thing they actually agree on.
Yeah, it's a good news story, isn't it? It's comforting to see.
So in this regard, exactly how will our lives be affected or changed as a result of this this initiative?
Well, weirdly, you'd hope that they're not affected at all and we won't see anything, because what this initiative is a culmination of a lot of, call it disparate and different ideas, some of which are taking place, some of which are shortly to take place, into a more coherent strategy, which will be, you know, run more centrally and sort of, you know, getting the best of all worlds.
So in that case, I mean, cybersecurity, we know it's a threat. It's a threat to our banks. It's a threat to our governments. It's a threat to even our most sensitive institutions, including defence and including our intelligence organisations. Is this really where much of the focus will be?
Well, that'll be part of the focus. And importantly, it's also a threat to, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, mums and dads, small investors, people that own small businesses, invest in medium-sized businesses. They get targeted just as much as a big bank does. But our big banks are pretty good at protecting themselves. It's all the medium-sized organisations which really need assistance when it comes to intelligence and threat sharing.
So even here, you've got the Australian Crime Commission, which is going to receive $16 million over 4 years as part of this strategy to expand its cybercrime intelligence capability. So it will equate to some 25 personnel, but it means that they will be able to, you know, start to track around the world those people who might be seeking to do harm to Australia by virtue of being able to crack our internet networks.
Look, absolutely. We just don't have a good picture of the cost of cybercrime in Australia, really where all the threats are coming from, the sustained attacks, that type of thing. We need a better intelligence picture at the strategic level so that we can then dedicate the tactical intelligence and investigation tools to against those threats.
I'll tell you what, it is one thing where both sides of politics are in agreement. So you'd have to say you'd give yourself a big tick for this, because it's an important initiative, no doubt. And for people who have, if you like, suffered as a result of, you know, your bank being out or an airline being out, whatever it might be, hopefully this could start to safeguard it. But it is also about your personal identity and the fact that you and your information could be vulnerable, that is also at stake. Nigel Fair is Internet Safety Director at the University of Canberra. And Nigel, many thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ross.